You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Former President Donald Trump commuted the prison sentence of Detroit's ex-mayor Kwame Kilpatrick on his way out of office today. Kilpatrick had served about 7 years of a 28-year sentence for corruption. The announcement, very, very early this morning, was part of a flurry of clemency action. A White House statement noted that prominent members of the Detroit community had supported commuting the former mayor's sentence, and that while in prison, Kilpatrick had, quoting here, taught public speaking classes and led Bible study groups with his fellow inmates. Kwame Kilpatrick was convicted in 2013 of racketeering, conspiracy, fraud, extortion, and some tax crimes. With us today is Chastity Pratt. Right now, she's an education bureau chief at the Wall Street Journal, but she's been working in Detroit for a long time. And she was a reporter at the Detroit Free Press for a period of the Kwame Kilpatrick administration. Chastity Pratt, welcome back to Stateside.
Hi.
You know, it's been a while. A lot of people might know who Kwame is, but they might not remember the exact details of what landed him in jail. Can you run us through what led to his conviction?
Oh, yeah. So Kwame Kilpatrick, like you said, was this rising political star in the late 90s in Michigan. From 97 to 2001, he was in the state legislature, sort of following in his mom's footsteps because she was a congresswoman. Then 2001, he finds himself elected mayor of the city of Detroit at the age of 31. So from there, like, almost immediately, there was an air of controversy following him. Some people thought, oh, he was arrogant and young and brash and not deserving of his title and his office. Other people in Detroit, young voters, really turned out saying it's our turn, young people, to lead the city. And he had a lot of support. But, you know, 2002, very early in his, you know, mayorship, he's accused of having a wild party at the Manoogian mayor's mansion. It became the thing of legend and lore, and the city started investigating whether or not, you know, there was this wild party at the mansion. And what we see happening in, I believe it was it 2008? Yeah, 2008, there's this whistleblower lawsuit. The investigator, Gary Brown, and another police officer, Nelthrop, they essentially say Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick fired them or retaliated against them because they were investigating the party, the alleged Manoogian Mansion party. So they sue the city. And in that court case, Kwame Kilpatrick is later found to perjured himself. So therein begins like this long saga that turns into court case after court case after court case, dealing with corruption. Seems like everyone in his circle is pulled in it, from his father to his best friends. And here, like you said, in October 2013, after spending more than a year in jail for some of these smaller convictions, 2013, the big conviction goes through. He's convicted of 24 counts of federal corruption charges and gets a 28-year sentence.
Yeah. Kwame Kilpatrick became a vessel through which people channeled so many emotions about Detroit and its leadership. This was true for Black Detroiters. This was true for white Detroiters. And people from outside the city just loved to opine about him. What is your take on why Kwame Kilpatrick was such a polarizing figure?
You know, I would say because Detroit is very racially polarized, you're always have had, and, you know, who knows for how long we'll continue to have people on different racial sides of just about every argument, right? So you have people who said, you know, he was corrupt, he needed to go down. And then you have people who say, look, yes, Kwame was wrong, but 28 years is too long, and that he was over-sentenced because he was young, Black man.
Right. I mean, his Not to interrupt, but Kilpatrick's lawyers, just to explain, had asked for a 15-year sentence, and prosecutors went for almost double that. And, you know, the people will remember there were folks asking, you know, would a white defendant accused of the same crimes been given the same sentence? Do you think perceptions of his sentencing have changed over the past couple of years?
I don't know that perceptions have changed. You know, like a lot of political issues in our society, people look for confirmation of their own bias. You know, when Kwame Kilpatrick in 2019 writes to President Trump and says, "You're the greatest president ever, please let me out." And basically Trump ignored him. There were some people saying, well, that's the critics and opponents of Kwame Kilpatrick were saying, you know, that there he is again. There he goes again. He's arrogant. He's brash. He'll do anything that he has to benefit himself. And then you have some people saying, well, look, it was a very smart thing. He's shrewd and he should not be there for 28 years. Of course, he's going to write that letter. And I think that those, you know, people who are on either side of the Kwame Kilpatrick conundrum are probably not going to be swayed off of their opinions by what's happened with his commutation.
Have you heard much reaction today in Detroit?
You know, there have been several instances of people saying, Kwame's getting out, Kilpatrick's getting out. You know, it's funny because people who call him Kwame, some people do it in a way that is, you know, friendly, and some do it as a way to disrespect him. But, you know, several times there have been rumors that Kilpatrick was going to be released. And just around November, there was rumors that he was going to be released. And so in the last few hours since it's happened, I've been watching social media a lot. And again, the people who say he should be gone are like, yay, he's getting out. And the others are saying who think, you know, he was very corrupt and should still be there, saying shame, shame, shame. Of course, Trump would do something like this. I think a lot of the conversation right now is about why would Trump do this?
Yeah. Chastity, as somebody who was writing about the city in the years after Kwame Kilpatrick left office, and just as someone who's been living in the city all this time, do you think the conviction of this former mayor and others in his circle, do you think it changed anything about the political culture of the city?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you don't get a white suburban man to become mayor of the city of Detroit if not for Kwame Kilpatrick, right? You know, since I had been born, there had been a black mayor in the city of Detroit. And then all of this corruption stuff happens with Kwame Kilpatrick, and you have people saying, well, you know, the city is in turmoil, not only politically after the Kilpatrick scandal, but financially, because we were going through the biggest municipal bankruptcy in the history of America. So people were saying, look, well, maybe it's time for a well-connected white guy who knows rich people to come in and become, you know, mayor. So you don't have that without a Kwame Kilpatrick scandal happening and without the bankruptcy that happened afterward. And, you know, there were a lot of very good things that happened under Kwame Kilpatrick, which is why he was reelected in 2005, right on the heels of a couple smaller scandals, because there were some things that he was listening to regular folk, right? They said they wanted their parks cleaned up. He said, let's do it, you know, and just very close to the bone issues. He, you know, listened to people and they appreciated that. You know, we had the Super Bowl, we had the Final Four. But the other thing that happened was he signed the swaps deal. Huge loan to refinance the city's debt. And at the time, the financial world celebrated him for it. But we know now that it was one of the biggest problems that led to the city's bankruptcy.
Speaking of Mayor Duggan, as you did a moment ago, I see he sent his congratulations to Kwame Kilpatrick today. What's that about?
I would totally be just guessing. But again, you have to realize Kwame Kilpatrick still has supporters in the city of Detroit. You know, all those people who signed that letter asking for his commutation. You know, you had Sherry Dagnogo, who was a rep and is on a school board. There were a lot of people who still support Kwame Kilpatrick. So it makes sense not to start a fight where you don't have one if you're, yeah, Duggan.
Chastity Pratt is a former reporter for the Detroit Free Press. You can read her today in the pages of the Wall Street Journal. She's their Education Bureau Chief. Chastity, thank you so much for your time.
Anytime.
One final note. For those who are wondering, Kwame Kilpatrick is barred from holding office for 20 years after his conviction. That means that in the year 2033, the road would be clear if he wished to return to politics.